At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The post is ready.
Let's do it.
It has been edited for the game.
Come on.
Tommy Mulet.
Ready to go, buddy.
Wearing a stupid shirt with his sleeves rolled up like he has any muscle he needs to roll that sleeve up.
What's
for,
wrong
period.
With my arm?
Nothing at all. What? Nothing at all. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where Are They Whining? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And if you are new to the game, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps that you listeners share with her, and we greatly appreciate it. She takes the post, and she removes all street names and town references.
Gotcha.
Okay. But despite that,
yeah,
there are still clues in there. Clues that if you listen, you will be able to figure out which neighborhood, town, village, hamlet, this post came from, and we're going to figure out right now where they whine.
Great.
All right, we have a winner from last week.
Yep.
That would be Cody.
Yep.
Cody is already in Ben's hole.
He's all cuddled up in the hole.
Yep, dark and smelly hole.
Stanky naggy.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Spencer Ward. Yates. Henrietta. Where they whining?
Flagpoles are for the American flag and nothing else.
Ooh.
People have no national pride these days, and it's sad. I don't care what football team you cheer for, what cause you support, or what silly message you want to display to the world. You're not funny or cute. That stuff only divides us as a community. You're much less likely to talk to a neighbor that flies a flag you don't support. Pushing your message on everyone else is not being very friendly, if you ask me. There was a time when people relied on their neighbors for support and a sense of comfort. Flying your stupid Yankees flag surely doesn't bring that kind of unity.
I can't disagree with that. That's actually a good take.
All right.
There's nothing that brings us all together as one, quite like flying the stars and stripes in front of your home. What happened to those days, I ask? Can't we bring them back? I can't believe... hold on. I just accidentally zoomed out.
Way to go.
Hold on.
Way to go.
I can't believe there hasn't been any legislation that regulates this. It would create less conflict and we'd all be better off. If you're not going to put that flagpole to good use, don't use it at all. Actually, you might as well remove it completely so we don't have to stare at your big ugly stick in the ground.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man who wants his American ideals shown to everybody by introducing legislation to limit their freedom of speech. Okay, so we're in a situation where this man believes he's being patriotic.
Yes.
But he's also in an area where he's not seeing a lot of American flags, or at least enough to his liking.
But he's in an area that has a lot of flagpoles.
Bro, where
to have that much pissed off flagpole takes.
Where you been? Flagpoles everywhere now. You know what I heard?
What's that?
Flagpoles?
Yeah.
Out of control.
No kidding.
It's true. What are you thinking?
Well, when I see flagpoles, I think it's an older community. Because when I see, like, new tracks,
yeah.
I don't see, like, flagpoles.
Bro, I got a ton of flagpoles in my neighborhood.
Like, legit, like, the ones with the lights?
I can think
of... Oh, not those ones you just attach to the side of the house.
I understand. Yes, I have three legit light flagpoles, and my neighborhood was built in 06.
Okay.
I'm just giving you the facts, buddy. Just the facts.
All right, then I'm going to take your town, then. Henrietta.
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
That's cheating.
Not at all.
He stole my town.
I'm going to take that.
You didn't even know
I didn't ask your opinion. I did not ask your opinion.
Wait, Pat, what'd you say?
What?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
No,
did you
stop.
Say
he took
quote,
my town, like the town I live in. 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 No.
Oh, you're out, man. Out, baby. Out. Didn't even get started. You out. You out, bitch.
He took the town I live in.
No,
yes. I live in.
Go,
no.
Oh, you stole my town.
I was not going to choose Henrietta. I wasn't.
It sure sounded like
no,
it.
No, he stole the town I live in. That's my town. That's what
I meant.
Can we
get a buzzer for that?
I want a review.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is complete crap.
Oh, if I win today.
This is complete.
You
if
stole
I win today,
my town.
My town. The town I live in.
I should get 2 stars if I win today.
No, shut up. You get
my
no stars.
And his. I was gonna say.
That's not what I said.
That's pretty much what you said.
You can't get disqualified before the game even effing starts. What do you sound like your mom now?
You have been disqualified.
This is crap.
Thank you and good day.
This is total crap. It's a setup.
You did it to yourself.
It's a setup. Oh, my town where I live.
You stole my town. That's what I heard.
Stole my game. Inappropriately. We need a review system. Can we have
right
a panel?
Here.
No, I want a done. Panel of three judges above
right.
the commission.
You could propose that rule next year.
We ain't got three people in this building right now.
All right, you're Henrietta. Got that.
Yep. This street poles in my neighborhood. You're out of control, man.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help
and
you.
And I took
I
your help.
Love if,
I literally
if
took
you
your
gonna
help.
If you were going to pick Henrietta, you talked him into Henrietta. Yeah.
No, but I wasn't. Why would I give him information for a town I was going to use? That's what I'm saying. Stupid.
It just kind of fell in my lap. Man.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only. And I'd be careful.
Don't say you were going to pick a town and then...
This is
allude
abuse.
To what that town was.
Okay, look, and here's the thing. I mean, there are people betting on this. I know that, right? Mm-hmm. You've completely thrown off the lines. People
what
are furious.
Why?
Because I'm definitely a favorite every week.
I don't know about that.
In your head.
There's one.
Like,
well,
buddy. If I didn't disqualify you, every call I would take from this point on would be like, Pat said I was going to pick
so
your
you
town.
Are. So the rules are being bent
no, but
because
I'm saying
of pressure
people,
from the outside.
No, I'm saying people would back up my choice.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
Yeah, what's that?
You
should write it down.
You pick one town. I didn't even pick a town yet, so I couldn't have been disqualified, but that's fine. That's fine. If you hear someone say the town you were going to pick while you were on hold, you have two options. Either A, hang up the phone, try again next week, or B, I'm so mad at you right now.
You said you took my town.
That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say.
Or B.
You didn't say you took the town I lived in. You said, oh, you stole my town.
Or B.
Yeah.
Pick another town.
All right.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, which I did not say.
Pretty much
you have been disqualified. All right, 252-WCMF. Let's kick it off with Woody. Woody, where are they whining?
Oh, Duffy. I'd like to start off with disqualified. This beautiful thing. It's funny. It's funny. It's your own darn game.
It's funny. I'm going to have funny to thing have.
Yes, I know. You love it. Love you. So I'm going to swing for the fences because it could be anywhere in Rochester. So I'm going to go with the coit.
Hey, look at that.
Pat hates this game so much right now.
This is the worst day of my life, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Flagging in the coit.
And why, furthermore, because Palmyra
by the way, he used
Skyline
the word furthermore.
Lima,
this guy sucks, and you know
different,
it.
Different places, and mispronounced, not pronounced like they are. I think the coit is just fine, and people should think more progressively. Really, things change.
Thank you.
People change.
You
names
would hate
change.
This guy. You would
I
hate
like,
this guy.
I like him.
He's everything
and
you
furthermore,
hate.
Furthermore,
Tommy, I think is. A- guy, and I think he's in touch with the youth of the day because I hear the kids saying Bekoit all the time.
No, actually, his shirt, he's dressed just like all the kids from A Bronx Tale. If you check out the live stream, it's what he's wearing today. Woody, thanks for the call.
I love that.
Bye, Woody. 252. I couldn't take him anymore.
Yes.
And furthermore, he sucks. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
On this fine, beautiful day today, I am going to go with Chai Why You Lie.
Why Chai Lie?
I don't know. I feel like this is more West Side, and Chai Lai hasn't been picked in a while, so I wanted to go with that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, I'm going to disagree with West Side. I think if you are the most likely place you are going to see multiple American flags on poles is a town on the West Side.
Well, Duffy, when was the last time you got a star?
Like a few months ago.
It was 6 months ago. I can tell you that.
Maybe okay. It's like a year ago.
All right, Caleb, we got you for Chai Lai. I hope everyone's enjoying this. Like we talked about earlier.
What's that?
I'm the most competitive monster you've ever met.
But now you get to say whatever you want because you're disqualified.
I'm not saying.
You can tell. You don't have to hold back.
I'm saying next week I will rise from the ashes like a phoenix and I will bury all of you and you're going to pay. By God.
Didn't that bird die like getting too close to the sun or something?
Yeah, that's what happened. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to John. John, where are they whining, buddy? Okay. See what you did?
I didn't do nothing,
y'all
man.
Y'all ruined the show. All of y'all. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Webster where flying flags are worth it and they don't touch the baby birds in the water.
Anything else, Barb?
I think he's paying attention.
Oh, yeah, and I think we should keep track. Isn't this like your fourth DQ, Duffy? I think you lead everybody.
I've been disqualified twice. I've been disqualified twice, and both of them were erroneous disqualifications.
Really?
Yes, they were. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Mike Ruzioni's disqualifications. Barber.
Yeah, take it to Kimmy Supreme Court. She'll deny it.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. I do want a Supreme Court of where they whining. Oh. I think we need that.
Okay.
Someone above us.
I don't know where that panel's coming from.
Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
Let's go with Fairport.
Why Fairport?
Fairport's a flaggy town. So
a flaggy town. Okay.
It's a flaggy town.
Okay, but are they flags that are not American flags?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sports flags, colorful flags, rainbow flags, flower flags, all kinds of flags. And Duffy,
yes,
I would vote against the commission because you say in the intro that the commissioner has the final say.
Yes, I think we can all agree that once that absolute power corrupts absolutely, and once the commissioner realizes you're a
Just
monster,
saying.
You're a terrible person.
She caught it, man. She's sharp.
It's a dictatorship.
She is sharp.
It is a dictatorship. Thank you. Rise up against Kimmy. Fight. Fight. She's got all the grain. She's hoarding the grain. Mark, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining us?
Yes, we can. Okay.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Flagpoles are for the American flag and nothing else. People have no national pride these days, and it's sad. I don't care what football team you cheer for, what cause you support, or what silly message you want to display to the world. You're not funny or cute. That stuff only divides us as a community. You're much less likely to talk to a neighbor that flies a flag you don't support. Pushing.
Ah, you suck! You suck at everything!
Pushing your message on everyone else is not being very friendly, if you ask me. There was a time when people relied on their neighbors for support and a sense of comfort. Flying your stupid Yankees flag.
Oh, surely, yeah, home team, see, that's what you get. Circular firing squad.
Surely doesn't bring that kind of unity. There's nothing that brings us all together as one, quite like flying the stars and stripes in front of your home. What happened to those days, I ask? Can't we bring them back? I can't believe there hasn't been any legislation that regulates this. It would create less conflict, and we'd all be better off. If you're not going to put that flagpole to good use, don't use it at all. Actually, you might as well remove it completely so we don't have to stare at your big, ugly stick in the ground.
I mean, to his point, nothing makes people happier and brings people together more than legislation that forces you to display certain things in your neighborhood. 252-WCMF. Tommy is in Henrietta. I have been unjustly disqualified.
Been booted, buddy.
Woody is in Irondequoit. Caleb is in Chi-Lai. John is in Agden. Barber is in Webster. Mark is in Fairport because a lot of flags out that way.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear. 252-WCMF. It's been a lot of dudes in here.
Yeah. I don't want to hurt you. That'll happen Saturday night.
All right. So let's get the female perspective. But we'll have to go with Christine. She's on CMF. Hey, Christine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry, Duff. You got disqualified.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry about that.
You know what? This somehow sucks more.
What were you going to say, though, that was so important that you thought you had it?
I'm not going to tell you. Not going to say it out loud. Now you're not going to get any of my help. I'm not participating.
Well, I think we should all get a star for stupidity for you. So, Gates.
Oh, God. Why?
I'm still in the game, so it really doesn't matter.
You
why,
were in the game until
it?
You said no out loud and you started speaking. It's not.
I'm sorry, your rules, and you should have just, you know. I do feel bad for you because you really are a poor sport. Uh-huh. So I feel bad.
Can I say, this is the greatest job in the world.
Yeah.
Right? But everyone has things that they dread.
Sure.
Like the only thing I dread every week, and this includes my weekend, is knowing that I'm going to have to talk to Christine on Tuesdays after 9 o'clock.
But you picked up the call, so that's a very nice
thing.
We
have to by law.
Yeah.
Well, at least I've never disqualified myself once in this game, so, you know.
She keeps going, man. Your poor husband.
Hey, he sticks around. What can I say?
All right, Christine.
So, again, I'm sorry. Still and going. Tommy, by the way, those were very nice shoes you had on yesterday. I was behind you at Wegmans. Very nice.
What?
Not getting any kind of weird. I saw you at Wegmans. I didn't say anything, but I noticed your shoes.
Well, thank you.
I couldn't say anything because I was three people behind him, and Tommy moves. Boy, for a little guy, he scoots. He was like, shoot, out that door.
They used to call me Scooter.
I believe it because, boy.
Right, I'm so bored. I'm so bored with you. Bye, Christine. For God's sakes, man. Blah, blah, blah.
Little Scooter.
Scoots.
252-WCMF.
Scooting around.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get through some.
All right.
Jimmy's on CMF. Jimmy, where are they winding, buddy?
I'm thinking Scottsville.
Why Scottsville?
So this kind of stems back from the last week. My girlfriend's grandparents, they got a letter in the mail due to a sign that they got out front in their yard. And after I posted it on Facebook, and I guess a lot of people got the same letter from, I'm guessing, the same person. I can read you the letter.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Go, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
All right, well, I mean, it was just a short letter, but either way, afterwards, it was about a sign in the front yard. So the grandparents went out and got a flag and flew it up. So okay. I'm just wondering if, you know, it's kind of along the same lines they're complaining still.
All right, well, the way you're talking like this makes me think you might be right, Jimmy.
Okay, well.
Hey, Jimmy, has anyone ever told you you talk like a 1920s bank robber? Here's what we're going to do.
No.
We're going to go get the Capone gang. We're going to get them out back, and we're going to take them down. That's what we're going to do. Jimmy's going to do it. He's going to lead the whole thing.
All right,
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Jimmy picks a town of 300 people.
Well, based on his grandparents.
Do you want to hear the letter, though?
Kind of. No, I want to know what the hell his grandparents are up to.
I'm a little worried about where it goes.
Is this supposed to be what a hell of a sign they had in that front yard?
And you know what the best part is?
What?
He's going to read it like this. Say, here it comes. 252 WCMF. All right, let's go through some folks. JT, where are they whining, buddy?
The New York Yankees flag capital of Monroe County, Greece.
Greece, New York. So you're saying it's strictly the Yankees that do it for you here?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. Well, is Greece the capital of Yankees? I'm sorry, go ahead, buddy.
No. Nah.
All right. Kimmy, is Greece the capital of Yankees fans in Monroe County, or is there another town?
Oh, there's quite a few out that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If you like baseball in Greece, you're a Yankee fan. Who else would you root for?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I mean, you know, it's a big Italian population.
Big time.
Again,
bro.
We're going back to the Bronx Tale and your little shirt with the sleeves folded up.
What about my scooter shoes?
JT, thanks for the call, buddy. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rachel. Rachel, where are they whining?
Webster.
Why Webster?
I was driving through there recently, and I...
Oh, you make us wrong, Rachel! Rachel!
You and Pat.
Dragging you down in the muck with me!
You and Pat.
You know, you needed someone to join you, Pat. You needed someone to make you feel better. There you go. You're welcome.
No, you know what? I regret it
Rachel
now.
Rachel called just to make you feel better.
I wanted to be the sacrifice this week. I didn't want anyone else to get disqualified except
for
Christine.
Now you're not even the only one disqualified.
All right, Rachel, I'm sorry you've been disqualified. We can't end on a disqualification.
No.
So let's get Jeremy in here. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
Who knew Christine was a stalker as well? I was behind Jen Wagner. I saw you soon skirting around. You know what my pick this week is?
What's that?
Here's my pick. My name's Pat. I read the stupid rules of this stupid game, and I forget what they are. But even I can't stick to them, and I get disqualified even before I say anything because I'm stupid and I'm a bitch. See ya, dicks.
And being a bitch is one thing.
No guess from Jeremy.
No, you don't pick?
Stupid bitch hurts even more.
Well, he should be disqualified for no pick.
Can we disqualify him for not picking?
Yes.
Ah, how's that feel, you bitch? All right. That one actually felt good.
All right.
252 WCMF, waiting on hold for 25 minutes.
Oh, my God.
The entire time.
I don't know if we can get him out.
For Ben's hole?
Yeah, he might be too deep in there now.
You're going to have to go like elbow deep to pull him out.
Stuff's like quicksand.
How would you know?
I don't know. He's been in there a while.
I mean, it sounds like you're intimately familiar, Kimmy, with Ben's hole.
Nobody is. Nobody's hit the depths of Ben's hole.
Well, we can ask Cody about it.
Well, let's find out. From Ben's hole. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
Listen, I thought I was going to have a lot of problems getting out of this hole, but about 30 seconds ago, JT came on, and I swear to God, I thought Herbert the pervert was chasing me. So I ran up the side of this hole, and I am well clear now.
I found
myself in Brighton.
Okay, we gave you such a good setup, and you just ruined it. You ruined it, Cody. Why Brighton?
I only ruined it because you disqualified yourself, you ass.
Why Brighton, Cody?
So I'm going purely political without bringing politics into your show. Brighton is a very blue area, and there's a lot of movements on that side of the spectrum that have a lot of very outward flags and props and stuff that they set up. So I'm thinking that this is somebody who's coming through town from an outside suburb and complaining about everybody setting this stuff up in their yards in Brighton.
Okay, Cody, thank you. We got you for Brighton. All right. To recap, what we have on the worst episode of Where They Whining ever.
All right, let's hear it.
Tommy's in Henrietta. I was disqualified unjustly. Woody is in Irondequoit. Caleb is in Chi-Lai. John is in Ogden. Barber's in Webster. Mark is out in Fairport. That's where they got a lot of flags out there. Christine went Gates, but nobody knows why, because once she starts talking, it's just like, who cares? Who cares? Jimmy's in Scottsville.
Yeah.
Because his grandparents had a flag, see? Yeah, the town ended up calling right in a letter, and I got a flag instead. JT, thanks to the Yankees flag reference, is in Greece.
Really?
Rachel also disqualified herself by picking Webster. Jeremy called up in just bitch voice. Kimmy, again, the monster dictator she is, decided if you don't pick, you then disqualify. So he was also disqualified.
Doesn't really matter.
And Cody, live from Ben's hole, went with Bright.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Oh, buddy boy.
All right, go ahead.
If I hit...
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it's game, way better, no, like, no, bro.
Doesn't matter. This will be strike from the record anyway upon review.
If I win, I pick your pocket. Yeah.
I wasn't going to pick Henrietta. I was not going to pick Henrietta.
Where they whining?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
So help me God.
I don't know what to be prepared for.
Look what
here.
You did. You did this.
Because I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
They whining in Henrietta.
No. No.
I promise.
I'm going to die.
I promise. I swear.
Oh, my God.
You only have that star because of me. You just said it. I picked your pocket. So it wasn't you who won it.
In your pocket.
I would like to.
Dangled it out. All so right. I get two stars?
All right. No, you don't get two stars.
Yeah, because I have my pick, which is your pick.
Oh, so you just said it.
One star.
You just said it. No, this is horse crap. This is horse crap, and it cannot stand. It cannot stand.
It cannot stand.
And
he picked his pick.
No, you said he picked my pick. You said he picked my pick.
You talked him into that pick.
I was giving him evidence.
And then you go, oh, you stole my pick.
My town.
So I stole your pick.
Did you?
Did you steal
my pick?
Did I?
I'm asking you.
So that was going to be your pick.
I'm asking you. That's not what I'm saying.
I've already
that's
won,
what
man.
That's not I'm asking you.
You've already won.
You've won nothing.
Champion. What if I got 5 stars?
Oh, this will be Tommy's 5th star. Tied with Pat for the most stars.
Look at that.
His awesome. Worst day of my life.
We'll be in Ben's hole next week, though. Just remember that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's not going to play. He's going to be bored the whole time. He's going to be looking at the TV because it's not about Tommy. It's not about Tommy.
Well, I want to wear my nice shoes in Ben's hole.
Can we pull the music for a second? Because we're trying to figure out a system where Kimmy is not a runaway dictator that ruins where they whine in, which obviously...
Hey, we follow the rules, man.
These are our rules that we all decided on collectively together.
Yeah, you established.
That's a lie. Andrea... writes.
What did I tell you about all Andreas?
Andrea
they
writes,
are a disaster.
Andrea writes, I will support the commissioner. I'll gladly be a Kimmy Minion or a Kimian, if you will.
Kimian?
Okay.
I think that we should...
I don't mind having some review. I just don't know where it's going to come from.
Okay. I think we need 2 more people. A Supreme Court of where they whine in above Kimmy.
Okay.
And if anyone disagrees with me, that's
so
fine.
So all of a sudden now you want this. You didn't want this before until you lost.
Well, no, it's not because I lost. Because
you
lose.
Ran your goddamn mouth.
I lose
mouth.
All the time. Because
you got to put people down.
It was
down.
In an inappropriate disqualification.
You got your stupid opinions. Tell everybody, I know I'm the greatest.
I'm a ghost from the 1800s.
Yeah, see? You got the signs all right in your neighborhood, see?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The worst thing that can happen at your job is getting fired on your day off.
Yes.
So we thought, because I think this man losing his job in this way is like 1,000 times worse.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. The NFL preseason is underway.
Yeah.
I believe NFL preseason games kick off again on Thursday, so you got wall-to-wall from like Thursday to Sunday. Awesome. And over the weekend, the New Orleans Saints started their preseason.
Okay.
They have a wide receiver, rookie. His name is Chris Tyree, and he was not able to participate in the Sunday Saints preseason game due to an injury.
Oh.
But he was out there warming up before the game.
Right.
And, you know, you just got to get yourself better and get back out there again. Except he's not going to have that opportunity.
Why?
Because at halftime of the Saints preseason game, the Saints cut Chris Tyree.
At halftime?
They cut him at halftime.
Jeez. How did they even come to that conclusion? Like,
it's not like he quit. They cut him.
They cut him at halftime.
Does that happen?
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah. No.
I have never heard of this one. So
just seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
There is some logic behind
it.
So he was waived with an injury designation, which means he's not physically able to play for the Saints.
Right.
And one of two things happens. Either another team picks him up and gives him a physical to see if they want him on the roster, or he goes on IR, which means he still gets paid, but he can't play all year long.
Mm.
Right? Okay. I would assume that somebody came free that the Saints wanted to sign, and they needed room on the roster.
Right then and there.
Right in that moment, and the only way they could do that is by cutting him. But it doesn't change the fact that while he was in the locker room, in the middle of a game,
pack up your stuff and go.
Yes,
kid.
Somebody
in front of everybody.
Yes, yes,
yeah, that's
like you got to take all that equipment off.
Well, he was. I mean, he was in street clothes because he was hurt.
Oh, okay.
But still, they had to. I'm sure they had to walk him out of the facility. At halftime of this game. And here's the thing: can you check if the Saints played at home?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh yeah, what do you do if you're away?
Do you sit around and have to take the flight home knowing you've been cut?
Wait, do I fly with the team or they give me like a separate plane?
It's a great question.
Like it is, but buy me a ticket.
I have no idea.
Or are you on your
own? We're not home.
Oh, no.
Or are you on your own?
At L.A., yeah.
No.
Because if we know like bands, where they have fired guys that are in bands where they go get out and they have no way of getting home.
NFL union rules say they have to give you a ticket to where you come from.
I like that.
When they cut you loose.
Okay.
So.
Well,
oh, my God.
Ooh, that hurts.
I think I'd rather find my own way home.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because, like, I mean,
I'm not taking your pity ticket.
One of two things are going to happen with your teammates.
Mm.
I mean, look, all these guys are on the same roster. They all have that same fear, right? So either I would assume people are going to go out of their way to be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Which I don't really want if I'm that guy.
But you got to say something. Like, if I walk on the plane, I see you sitting there, and I got to say something.
Could you imagine getting fired with 2 hours left to go in the show?
And we got to sit here.
Finish. Yeah. Like,
yeah, sit right here.
Sit here. Yeah. And everybody's got to walk. Oh, my God. You're fired from your job and you can't leave for like 4 hours.
Right. You're trapped. Yeah, that's the worst.
Like, it would probably be confusing as somebody who works there, too, watching a guy that you watched walk in to go with a team just leave all of a sudden. Because you know he got questions on the way out. Okay, where are you going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Leaving so soon.
Yeah.
All right, here's the other question.
What is that?
All right, so I'm assuming he's going to fly home with the team to get to back to New Orleans to get his stuff and then go wherever he's going to go, right? Do you try and get every free thing you can on that charter flight
bro.
Home? Because they feed you. There's like...
I'm grabbing anything and everything. Why not?
I don't know. Do you want to take that as a reminder, though?
This might be it.
I mean, yeah, he can never play in the league again.
Right,
it's not out of the question. He's an undrafted rookie free agent. I mean, the good news is he's going to be getting paid for the season because he got hurt doing it. It's not like he's getting cut and he's done. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got that, but you still have to live through this stuff. So just to give you a little bit of behind the scenes, because we've seen this happen at Bills training camp. When you are cut from an NFL team, they bring you in, and you've probably seen this on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
They bring you in, you drop off the playbook, and from that moment, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, somebody is with you at all times while you pack your stuff. If you're at training camp, all of the stuff in your locker, you're
letting keep an eye on you.
Yeah, like, quick, and then you're out. This is the rare occasion where you will have access to all of these things while not having a job with the team.
Right.
I'm grabbing everything.
You got to. Load it up.
I'm taking three meals.
You know that food is delish, right?
Have you seen the menus?
It's probably first class, man.
Kimmy, can you Google a charter plane NFL meal menu?
It's a plane full of millionaires.
Bro, they eat better on these planes than you will eat in the best meal of your life.
I'm sure.
No exaggeration.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we say they charter flights, like, they look like regular planes, but they're all first-class seats.
Yeah.
And if they're not first-class seats...
Well, they're a bunch of wide guys.
They face each other so they can play, like, cards and stuff. So these are very, very, very special planes with very, 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 very special accommodations. Oh, and you know what really bothers me?
What?
So, like, the Bills do this thing now when they go on road games. Well, they take pictures of the guys getting on the plane, right? And they make rookies bring food.
Oh.
So, like, you'll see guys with, like, Popeyes or McDonald's
or Chick-fil-A.
That's
what I'm reading right now.
Okay. But, like, they have a full menu of gourmet
that
food.
That they'll serve you.
That they will serve
you. But these are kids. You know what I mean? They're kids.
Bro, it's free food.
I know. Hey, is there booze on those planes? Why not? It's after the game.
I feel like even if there was, maybe it's a bad look.
Liability. I'm fired. I'm drinking.
Yeah. Well, but, like, liability, if I'm giving out.
Fired.
No, but I'm saying, like, for the rest of the players, you got to get in your car and drive home after the flight lands. I don't know why the NFL would give them alcohol. You know what I mean?
Oh, that sucks.
Well, let's say you're on the team and you had a tough loss in L.A.
Yeah.
You got to fly all the way home overnight. You have the ability to drink as much as you want.
Yeah, enjoy, boy.
No, but then I got to get in my car and drive.
No, you have your wife pick you up. Or your girlfriend.
You just said.
Or your side action. Side action is always available, man.
Reading this, there's like this whole article about it. Apparently, like, some coaches put a limit on candy because like they were making so many like specific candy requests. It sounds like they have every type of candy you could possibly want.
So this has changed in the Major League Baseball too. There's a guy who does, oh God, what's his name? Is it Trevor May? He used to pitch in the majors. He's got this great YouTube channel and he answers all these Major League Baseball. He's very charming. I highly recommend this channel. But he talked about how when he first got in the majors like 15 years ago, you know, they have essentially a little grocery store in the clubhouse.
I didn't know that.
With like snacks and candy.
Oh, nice.
And he's like, it was great. He grabbed Twix bars and Snickers. He goes, I would just load up bags and go home. But as the idea of nutrition has changed, now it's like granola bars.
Oh, yeah. It's all healthy crap.
Yeah, he doesn't want
Nobody
it.
Wants. Yeah,
doesn't
it
want
would it. Suck.
So it just sits there.
It's like chalk.
Thanks a lot.
Nobody wants free chalk.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.